your right foot forward, put your left foot out, do the bunny hop, 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 hop. Dance this new creation, it's the new sensation, do the bunny hop, 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 hop. Let's all join in the fun, father, mother, son, do the bunny hop, hop, hop. Your right foot forward, put your left foot out, do the bunny hop, 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 hop. Dance is new creation, it's a new sensation, do the bunny hop, 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 hop. Let's all join in the fun, father, mother, son, do the bunny hop, 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 hop. Put your right foot forward, put your left foot out, do the bunny hop, 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 hop. Dance is new creation, it's a new sensation, do the bunny hop, 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 hop. Let's all join in the fun, father, mother, son, do the bunny hop, 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 hop.
Welcome to The Storytellers, where we share stories and music from around the world and from many cultures. I'm Natalie Harris. The Storytellers cannot be made possible without the generous contributions of KZFR members and by CORE, Community Options for Resources and Education, a personalized learning California charter school accredited by the Western Association of Schools and Colleges. CORE offers a unique blended classroom and non-classroom public education model based on the needs and interests of each individual student. Information is available on the web at coretca.org or by calling 894-3952. Easter is just a hop away, so we are doing an Easter and spring kind of theme because tomorrow is April 1st. Do you have your jokes planned out? So this Easter is obviously a big part of it is going on Easter egg hunt. I know my family, we always have an Easter egg hunt and it's a blast. And this next story is very cute. And the dog kind of reminds me of someone I know. Here is Marley and the Great Easter Egg Hunt by John Grogan. On the morning of the big Easter egg hunt, Main Street hummed as people made their way to the town square. Friends and family strolled down the street together, chatting and laughing. Everyone, it seemed, was happy to join in the fun. There was one family running at full speed, led by a galloping dog. "Slow down, Marley," ordered Cassie as she chased after her dog. But Marley wasn't slowing down. His tongue hung out of his mouth and his ears flapped wildly as he flew down the street. He wasn't sure what an Easter egg hunt was, but he knew he wanted to be in the middle of it. Marley finally skidded to a stop in the center of the square. "What do you keep under that fur?" Daddy said, trying to catch his breath. "A jetpack?" "Marley's just excited for the hunt to start," said Cassie. "He wants to find all the Easter eggs himself." "Welcome," the mayor said, addressing the crowd. "This year we've hidden a very special egg. It's big, it's huge, why it's extraordinary." Marley's ears started wiggling. "Whoever finds it is the winner of the Easter egg hunt," the mayor continued. Marley's tail started thumping. "But look carefully, the egg might be big, but it's not easy to find." "Aroo!" Marley bellowed. He was going to find that egg. "Now let the hunt begin," said the mayor. "On your mark, get set, go." Marley was gone in a flash. "Hey, wait for us," said Cassie, giggling. When Marley's family caught up to him, he was sniffling his way through the park. Mommy laughed. "Looks like Marley's on the trail." Marley sniffed to his left. He sniffed to his right. He sniffed and zigged and zagged all the way to a park bench. There, behind a high patch of grass, was a bright plastic Easter egg. Marley nudged the egg out from behind the couch, behind the bench. But before he could roll it back to Cassie and Baby Louie, a tiny hand reached out and picked it up. "Look," said a little girl, "I found one." Marley whimpered softly. "Sorry, Marley," Cassie said. "Let's get the next one." Marley spotted a bright yellow egg nestled between two tree branches. He shimmied his way up one branch, then the next, until he had reached the egg. He opened his mouth wide to pick it up, but his paw slipped. The egg fell out of the tree and into a little boy's basket. "Hey, that was Marley's," cried Cassie. But the boy was already running back to his family. Marley let out a whine. Marley found a plastic egg beneath some flowers. He found one on top of a statue. He dug one out from the park sandbox. But someone else always picked up the egg before he could get it. Oh, Marley, said Cassie as she chased after him from place to place. There's so many other kids here. Maybe we should try looking somewhere else. That gave Marley an idea. The mayor had said that the big special egg might not be easy to find. That could mean that Knipe might not be in the park with all the other eggs. Arf, arf, barked Marley as he took off. Where's that crazy dog going now? Asked Daddy. Laddie crazy, said Baby Louie. Marley tore through the town square to the shops across the street. He stopped outside the market, pressing his paws and nose against the store window. There, in a huge display, were a dozen fresh eggs arranged in an Easter basket. Maybe one of them was the special egg. Marley's family caught up to him just as he was pushing his way through the market doors. Cassie gasped as she realized what was about to happen. Marley, no, she yelled. But it was too late. Where 12 eggs had once been were now broken shells, lots of yellow yolks, and one sticky, messy dog. Oh, Marley, groaned Mommy, as Daddy apologized to the grocer and paid for the eggs. You have to stop. But Marley didn't hear her. He was already out the door. From outside the window, Marley could see the baker frosting something big and pink and purple. It had to be the extraordinary egg. Arf, 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 Marley barked happily as he bounded into the shop. He ran fast, leaping high in the air, straight at the big, beautiful egg. Wait, stop, cried the baker. Bam, crash, crunch. Marley looked around. He and the baker were on the floor. So was the giant cookie Marley had thought was the egg. It was broken into tiny bits with purple frosting everywhere. Marley tore out of the bakery and bolted around the corner. Follow those purple paw prints, shouted Daddy. Cassie traced the paw prints all the way to the party supply store. She hurried inside as fast as she could, but it was too late. Marley had already torn through a large egg-shaped piñata. Bits of colorful confetti stuck to his fur. Long, colorful streamers bellowed out behind him as Marley darted past Mommy, Daddy, and Baby Louie toward the door. Cassie chased after Marley. Mommy and Daddy chased after Marley. The grocer, the baker, and the shopkeeper chased after Marley. Kids and their parents stopped searching for eggs and instead joined the chase for Marley. Stop! Heel! Slow down! Enough! They shouted. But Marley would not stop. He ran up and down the street and around the block. Yet no matter where he went, the special egg was still nowhere to be found. At last, Marley ended up back in the town square, just in time to see the mayor getting up to speak. Ladies and gentlemen, said the mayor, the Easter egg hunt is over. With a yelp, Marley stopped in his tracks. Cassie, Mommy, Daddy, Baby Louie, the grocer, the baker, the shopkeeper, the kids, and their parents stopped too. Marley lay down with a heavy sigh. He would not be the winner of the Easter egg hunt. Cassie felt bad for Marley. Oh, Marley, it's okay, Cassie whispered as she knelt down to pet him. I wanted to find the egg too. Did anyone find the big special egg? Asked the mayor. Marley and Cassie looked around. No one moved. Come now, said the mayor. No one here has it? What about the young lady in the center of the audience? Isn't that the large egg right next to her? The mayor was pointing at Marley, covered in egg yolk, frosting, confetti, and streamers. Marley did look like a big decorated Easter egg. No, no, said Cassie. That's not an egg. That's my dog. The crowd burst out laughing. Even the grocer, baker, and the shopkeeper were smiling. The mayor chuckled. Bring him up here. I'd like to meet this Easter egg dog. Cassie came up on the stage and told the mayor all about how Marley looked everywhere for the special egg, with no luck. Well, the mayor said, turning to Marley, you might not have found the big special egg, but you certainly are this town's most egg-ceptional dog. The crowd roared. Marley thumped his tail and barked. He was so happy that he jumped all over the mayor to thank him. As he put his front paws on the mayor's shoulders, Marley accidentally knocked off the mayor's hat. Something big, round, and colorful was nestled inside. It's the special Easter egg, cried Cassie. Marley found it. So it is, said the mayor. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the winner of this year's Easter egg hunt. Happy Easter, Marley. The end. Isn't that a sweet story? And Marley, he reminds me of my dog, Copper. He doesn't know what everything is, but he definitely wants to be a part of everything. He wants a lot of attention, but he's pretty cute, so far it's been okay. But we're having all of our family come over to go on an Easter egg hunt at my house. But hopefully Copper doesn't get egg yolk and confetti and frosting all over him. That would just turn out really bad. This next story that I'm going to share with you has a lot of meaning in my family. It's my aunt, she is a teacher at Paradise Elementary, and she doesn't teach second grade anymore, but when she did teach second grade, she would have her classes put on The Tale of Peter Rabbit. So we went to that a lot, and my cousins were in it as well, so I've seen the play that she would put on a lot. So I know the story really well, and it's a great one. It has a good message. Well, you'll see. Here's The Tale of Peter Rabbit by Beatrix Potter. Once upon a time, there were four little rabbits, and their names were Flopsy, Mopsy, Cottontail, and Peter. They lived with their mother in a sandbank underneath the root of a very big fir tree. "Now, my dear," said old Mrs. Rabbit one morning, "you may go into the fields or down the lane, but don't go into Mr. McGregor's garden. Your father had an accident there. He was put in a pie by Mrs. McGregor. Now run along and don't get into mischief. I'm going out." Then old Mrs. Rabbit took a basket and her umbrella and went through the wood to the baker's. She bought a loaf of brown bread and 5 currant buns. Flopsy, Mopsy, and Cottontail, who were good little bunnies, went down the lane to gather blackberries. But Peter, who was very naughty, ran straight away to Mr. McGregor's garden and squeezed under the gate. First he ate some lettuces and some French beans, and then he ate some radishes. And then, feeling rather sick, he went to look for some parsley. But around the end of a cucumber frame, whom should he meet but Mr. McGregor? Mr. McGregor was on his hands and knees planting out young cabbages, but he jumped up and ran after Peter, waving a rake and calling out, "Stop, thief!" Peter was most dreadfully frightened. He rushed all over the garden, for he had forgotten the way back to the gate. He lost one of his shoes among the cabbages and the other shoe among the potatoes. After losing them, he ran on 4 legs and went faster, so that I think he might have got away altogether if he had not unfortunately run into a gooseberry net and got caught by the large buttons on his jacket. It was a blue jacket with brass buttons, quite new. Peter gave himself up for lost and shed big tears, but his sobs were overheard by some friendly sparrows, who flew to him in great excitement and implored him to exert himself. Mr. McGregor came up with a sieve, which he intended to pop upon the top of Peter, but Peter wriggled out just in time, leaving his jacket behind him, and rushed into the tool shed and jumped into a can. It would have been a beautiful thing to hide in, if it had not had so much water in it. Mr. McGregor was quite sure that Peter was somewhere in the tool shed, perhaps hidden underneath the flower pot. He began to turn them over carefully, looking under each. Presently, Peter sneezed. Achoo! Mr. McGregor was after him in no time, and tried to put his foot upon Peter, who jumped out of a window, upsetting 3 plants. The window was too small for Mr. McGregor, and he was tired of running after Peter. He went back to his work. Peter sat down to rest. He was out of breath and trembling with fright, and he had not the least idea which way to go. Also, he was very damp with sitting in that can. After a time, he began to wander about, going lippity-lippity, not very fast, and looking all around. He found a door in a wall, but it was locked, and there was no room for a fat little rabbit to squeeze underneath. An old mouse was running in and out over the stone door, under the stone doorstep, carrying peas and beans to her family in the wood. Peter asked her the way to the gate, but she had such a large pea in her mouth that she could not answer. She only shook her head at him. Peter began to cry. Then he tried to find his way straight across the garden, but he became more and more puzzled. Presently he came to a pond where Mr. McGregor filled his water cans. A white cat was staring at some goldfish. She sat very, very still, and now and then the tip of her tail twitched as if it were alive. Peter thought it best to go away without speaking to her. He had heard about cats from his cousin, little Benjamin Bunny. He went back towards the tool shed, but suddenly, quite close to him, he heard the noise of a hoe. Scritch, scratch, scratch, scritch. Peter scuttered underneath the bushes, but presently, as nothing happened, he came out and climbed upon a wheelbarrow and peeped over. The first thing he saw was Mr. McGregor hoeing onions. His back was turned towards Peter, and beyond him was the gate. Peter got down very quietly off the wheelbarrow and started running as fast as he could along a straight walk behind some blackcurrant bushes. Mr. McGregor caught sight of him at the corner, but Peter did not care. He slipped underneath the gate and was safe at last in the wood outside the garden. Mr. McGregor hung up the little jacket and the shoes for a scarecrow to frighten the blackbirds. Peter never stopped running or looked behind him till they got home to the big fir tree. He was so tired that he flopped down upon the nice soft sand on the floor of the rabbit hole and shut his eyes. His mother was busy cooking. She wondered what he had done with his clothes. It was the second jacket and pair of shoes that Peter had lost in a fortnight. I am sorry to say that Peter was not very well during the evening. His mother put him to bed and made some chamomile tea, and she gave a dose of it to Peter. 1 tablespoonful to be taken at bedtime. But Flopsy, Mopsy, and Cottontail had bread and milk and blackberries for supper. The end. Oh, Peter, that naughty little bunny. But, so it just kind of shows that Flopsy, Mopsy, and Cottontail, who are good little bunnies, went to go pick blackberries. Well, they got a nice supper at the end of it, so... Oh, Peter. And in the book, she mentions Benjamin Bunny. I'll have to share that one with you next time, because that definitely explains why Peter stayed away from the cat. It's a very good one, and I'll have to share that with you sometime. So, spring, I don't know. For me, I think spring is a very happy time. Obviously, Easter, I get to spend time with family. There's the Easter Bunny, all the candy, right? And just that time with being with friends, and it's so beautiful outside. Although I do have allergies, so that's not always fun. But the park is really beautiful right now, and spring is a great time to be outside and having fun. And this song is definitely all about that. And it's definitely a song that you can get up and dance to. So here is I Can See Clearly Now by Johnny Nash.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. It's gonna be a bright, bright sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright, bright sunshiny day. I think I can make it now, the pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared.
Welcome back to The Storytellers. I'm Natalie Harris. So we are doing a Easter and spring theme because tomorrow is April 1st and Easter is going to be here before we all know it. So if you look at all the Easter decorations, a lot of them are covered with bunnies. And this little bunny is very sweet and very cute. Here is Quiet Bunny by Lisa McCure. Quiet Bunny loves the sounds of the forest. He loves the morning sounds of happy birds singing, tweet, 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 tweet. He loves the afternoon sound of breeze rustling the leaves, shh. But in the evening, the sun sinks low and shadows from the trees grow long, and all of the bunnies hop to the meadow to listen to the night song. This is the time Quiet Bunny loves most. Tonight, Quiet Bunny did not sit up tall and still like the other bunnies. Instead, he lay back in the soft grass, closed his eyes, and spread his ears wide to listen as the animals started to sing. From the cricket, cheet, 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 then the owl, hoot, hoot, the snake, sss, and the tiny mosquitoes. He could hear the bullfrogs by the pond, croak, 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 and the wolf howling at the moon. Awoo! Quiet Bunny longed to join in, but whenever he opened his mouth, no sound came out. When the first star twinkled in the night sky, Quiet Bunny thought, "Tonight I will make a wish. I wish for a sound so that I can sing in the night song." The next morning, Quiet Bunny woke up early to the birds singing, "Tweet, tweet, tweet." Excited, he opened his mouth to join in, but he was as quiet as ever. "If only my wish had come true," he thought, as he set off hopping through the forest. At the edge of the pond, Quiet Bunny watched an enormous bullfrog pull up his throat. Quiet Bunny tried to do the same. The bullfrog bellowed, "Croak, croak, croak." Quiet Bunny was silent. Across the pond, waiting in the rushes, was a tall loon with his head thrown back as he sang, "Loo, loo, 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 loo." Quiet Bunny threw his head back too, opened his mouth, and sang nothing. Down the path, Quiet Bunny saw a snake curled up on a rock basking in the sun. The snake lifted her head, and with a forked tongue, she hissed, "Sss." Quiet Bunny could lift his head as high as the snake, but his little pink bunny tongue made no sound. All day long, Quiet Bunny hopped around the forest, trying to hum like the hummingbirds. Growl like the bear. Grrr. And buzz like the bees. Bzzz. As the day faded to dusk, a sad Quiet Bunny turned to head for the meadow. Zoom! Overhead flew a bat. Wah, 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 wah. Startled, Quiet Bunny looked up. The sound was coming from the little bat's quick wings. Quiet Bunny flapped his paws. No sound. He flapped his ears. No sound. He flapped his paws and his ears, but there was no wah, wah, wah coming from this soft, fuzzy bunny. Quiet Bunny noticed a cricket sitting on a long blade of grass, happily rubbing his hind legs together. Chee-cheet, chee-cheet, chee-cheet. Quiet Bunny was sure he could do this. He held up his big furry feet and started to rub them together. He rubbed and rubbed and rubbed and rubbed. Quiet Bunny stopped rubbing. Above him sat a large owl. "I've been watching you, Quiet Bunny," said the owl. "It doesn't matter how hard you rub your feet together, or flap your ears or puff up your cheeks. You will never make the sound of a cricket or a bat or a frog. You are a Quiet Bunny. Be who you are, and you will find your own bunny sound." "Who am I?" Quiet Bunny wondered. The wind whispered, "Shh." Quiet Bunny wiggled his ears. "I am a bunny with large floppy ears who loves to listen to the forest sounds." Quiet Bunny blinked. "I am a bunny with curious eyes who loves to watch the sunset." Quiet Bunny twitched his nose. "I am a bunny who loves to sniff the sweet scent of honeysuckle." Quiet Bunny wiggled his toes. "I am a bunny with big furry feet who loves to hop, and right now I must hop to the meadow or I will miss the start of the night song." But right in Quiet Bunny's way was a big hollow log. With a running start, Quiet Bunny leaped onto the log, landing with a thump. Had Quiet Bunny made a sound? He tapped his foot on the log again. Tap, 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 and again a loud thump, thump, thump came out. He had made a sound. Quiet Bunny leaped with joy and started to dance. Thump, thump, thump. He started to tap a beat. Thump-a-da-dum, thump-thump-da-da-dum, thump-thump-da-da-dum, thump-thump. Soon, Quiet Bunny was surrounded by the other animals coming to see who had started the night song with such a wonderful beat. One by one, they started to join in, and a sweet melody filled the forest. Next time you go outside in a warm summer night, listen closely. You just might hear Quiet Bunny leading the night song. The end. I told you that was an absolutely adorable story. I just love finding all the books I find to share with you guys. They're all so sweet. So this has been the Storytelling KZFR. I'm Natalie Harris, and I really hope you enjoyed tonight's show. Storytellers cannot be made possible without the generous contributions of KZFR members and by the Floral Native Nursery and Restoration, where the wild things grow. A California native nursery committed to the use of sustainable native plants for landscaping and restoration projects. For information about native plants and drought-tolerant landscape design, visit Floral Native Nursery at Restoration at 2511 Floral Avenue or call 892-2511 online at floralnativenursery.com. And make sure to stay tuned for LA Sounds with Senor Felipe. So I really hope you enjoyed tonight's show and that you all have a wonderful Easter. I'm so excited. I know our Easter is going to be filled with fun. And I think we're going to paint eggs too. And that's always so much fun. It's great to see what all of us cousins come up with all of our different designs. We did paint inks last year, and that was a lot of fun. There's different tricks you can do, like you can cover parts of the egg with tape, and then you paint in the white spots, and then when you peel it off, it looks so cool. There's different websites that you can go to look at different designs, and you can do polka dots, and there's a cool like swirly one that you can do. We tried that one. It worked out okay. I'm just hoping, I think Copper will be fine, but there's going to be a lot of people, and he loves people. He wants to be around people. So we'll see how he handles it, but I think he'll be fine. And this Friday is actually my little sister's birthday. She'll be turning 12, which seems crazy to me. It's gone by so fast. and she's going to have a really fun birthday party in Bidwell Park. So it'll be a blast, and I can't believe she's turning 12. So happy birthday, Amanda. So this next song is really sweet. It's by one of my favorite artists, Joy Williams. She used to be in a band called the Civil Wars. But sadly, her and her friend, they aren't doing music anymore together, which to me makes me really sad, because they've only done 2 albums and they sounded really well together. The Civil Wars and Taylor Swift did a song together, Eyes Open, and that was just beautiful. But I'm glad she's still making her own music, because she's really talented. In this song, I think it really sums up spring, because spring, it's definitely sunny. I wish we had more rain, but at least there's sunshine now, not it's always so cold, right? So that's good. So this song is very sweet. I think you will all really enjoy it. Again, I hope you have a wonderful Easter and that the Easter Bunny visits you. I hope the Easter Bunny visits me. He always brings me the best candy ever. I love it so much. I'll see you next time. Thank you.